Proclamation number 8955, dated the March 15th, 1965. Only prayer protects from the adversary's activity. The closer it gets to the end, the more violent becomes my adversary's activity, and you all will feel it, for no day will pass by without causing you unrest or tasting his treachery in other ways. And nothing else helps but your prayer, your connection with the one who is his Lord too, who defeated him through his death on the cross. A heartfelt prayer will re-establish the inner peace which he wants to deprive you of. For his power will be defeated when you turn to me, no matter how much he strives to agitate you. The battles against him become increasingly fiercer, for he will not let up pushing you, and time and again I have to tell you that only prayer will protect you from his activity. For then you demonstrate that you are looking for me and want to be released from him, and then I can use my power against him. I can prevent him from continuing his harassment, since then your own will gives me the right to deal with him. But in the last days his rage will become ever stronger, and yet he will not succeed with my own, with those who desire me with all their heart and call upon me for my protection. And whom else would I rather protect than my own, who always want to be in contact with me and have offered their services to me? You should just believe that I also have power over him, that you have not been defenselessly left at his mercy, and that you will have the strength to repel his every intrusion. And you should draw this strength from my word. You should always engross yourselves in this word, and then you will be surrounded by light which he, however, avoids, and so you will be released from him. And don't allow yourselves to be held captive by the world, for then he can enter secretly and entice you with its goods. Then he will also have a certain amount of power over you which you won't recognize, since he is able to deceive you. However, in that case I cannot help you, for you hand yourselves over to him and forget about me, and then you will have to struggle for your inner bond with me. Only then will you realize what it means to have detached yourselves from me. For once he owns something, he holds on to it. But I won't let anyone fall who seriously desires me. He will just have to struggle considerably in order to get back to the same level he had previously been on. Make sure that the adversary will not gain power over you and call on me in your ordeal, for I am always willing to help you if your call comes from your heart. Just don't let the world get the better of you, for then you will be served by the one who is Lord over this world, and all I can do is wait until you find the way back to me. Amen.